As climate change accelerates its impacts, exacerbate existing social, economic, and environmental challenges in many contexts, which can contribute to insecurity at local levels or even internationally. Security concerns linked to climate change include impacts on food, water, and energy supplies, increased competition over natural resources, loss of livelihoods, climate-related disasters, and forced migration and displacement. Insecurity hinders climate change adaptation efforts, leaving already vulnerable communities even poorer and less resilient to interlinked climate and security crises. But climate change adaptation initiatives often fail to fully integrate peace-building or conflict prevention objectives. Kenya has the highest number of its citizens affected by climate change. Despite the efforts by the Kenyan government to distribute relief food to over 2.8 million Kenyans, marginalized communities suffer in silence. The human-wildlife conflict during drought period endangers the lives of locals bordering Kenya National Reserves. Maasai community in Nyango village, southern coastal region of Kenya, are victims of hunger. But this seems not to be a big issue to the community. But herds of elephants from Tsavo National Park roaming in their village searching for water and feeds give them sleepless nights. Regina Daudi, a resident in Nyango, narrates how women in the area forcefully stay indoors, fearing their lives. Wild animals have increased in number. They left the reserve and invaded in our village, moving from house to house. So we are in trouble because we are forced to have sleepless nights. At times, we are forced to sleep without taking food, despite having food scarcity. Even if we manage to bring food on table, it becomes hard for us to take our meals because of the troubles we get from the wild animals. Before the closure of schools, women were not in peace until their children returned home safely. Miss Daudi confirmed three locals, among them a woman, nursing serious head injuries at Kinango Hospital after being attacked by an elephant. We are always crying. Our people are hurt by the wild animals each and every day. Already, three residents are hospitalized in critical condition, two men and a woman.
Mama moja na wanaume wawili.
Echoing her sentiments, Miss Bettina Mengoru said, the danger exposed by the wild animals paralyzed their day-to-day activities.
Maisha,
our life is in danger. We can't go out to fetch water or firewood. Even farming has become a problem. We are living in fear. At night, if we don't hear cries from neighbors, we thank God because it is a norm for animals to hurt people. We are suffering.
Tunahangaika sana.
On her side, Miss Hajara Ali confirmed a friend to have lost her son following a snake bite. The famine epidemic, even snakes are in search of feeds and sometimes they get into our houses. There's a woman whose son was bitten by a snake while grazing and died on the spot. Kenya World Services compensated the family and no other action was taken. It's only the compensation. Nyango residents are now calling upon the local government and Kenya Wildlife Services to urgently act for their safety. We are now calling upon organizations or the county government of Kwale to chip in and ensure wildlife conflict come to an end. We have been highly affected by drought. So, if this situation will continue like this, then our security will be at risk.
We want Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, to take back their animals to the reserves for us to have a chance of farming to curb the famine epidemic affecting us.
linalotuumiza tuzidi kuliondosha.
We are urging the government to make sure most of these parks are safe by facilitating electric fencing so that at least this conflict could be reduced and locals could feel safe and run their normal lives, knowing that at any instance they are not probably going to meet with the wildlife, and because it's, most of their lives could be claimed by maybe such animals, right? So it's a call for the government to make sure most of these parks are fenced so that people can live a normal life and they could feel safe.
Cindy Kobei, a community advocate working on climate change awareness project in Kenya and African women, said there is need for more women to participate in climate processes, public participation forums, and budget allocation forum to raise their grievances.
County ensure that it is implementing the policies that have been put in place, climate policies and gender policies. They ensure that they develop these policies. Now prioritize the needs of women. When such instances of conflict arises, it affects the children and women mostly, because they're the ones who are taking care of the family. They carry the burden of protecting the family and looking for food for the family. And also children end up leaving school, especially girls. They end up dropping out of school because there's no money to take them to school. They end up being pregnant, early pregnancies, and they all end up also being early marriages.
Kenya Wildlife Services in Southern Coastal Region of Kenya, led by Jacob Borale, confirmed a number of people killed by the wild animals in various parts of the region this year, saying an urgent action has been taken to ensure safety of the locals.
There are quite some incidences where crop raids were done by elephants, and also we have lost some people in that general area. And we have taken action. Also, we have an outpost here there in Lungalunga. So maybe you have seen, we have a team there. We have also a team which is at Kuranze, which is the other end. And the two teams, we have taken them there, and they are working together with the Wananchi to minimize problem, that challenge. So yes, I'm aware, and we have taken action already. We are doing a lot of awareness that there are animals in that area, and even now, up to even yesterday, there is a team which was there and doing awareness with the communities about human wildlife conflict. So the situation has gone down a bit.
Kenya Red Cross organization, led by Principal Secretary Dr. Asha Mohammed, called upon county government and organizations to join hands and come up with amicable solution of assisting locals affected by climate change. It is very important for the organization and local government to put more efforts to ensure people get help. I urge more organizations and partners to come out and join us and assist our communities. Kenya National Human Rights Commission Chairlady Roslyn Odede termed climate change to be a threat to women and girls, saying the commission is partnering with social justice centers to ensure every right of a person is protected.
Kama tume.
As a commission, our mandate is to fight for the human rights, and this is the right in our agenda, to partner with social justice centers to ensure every citizen right is protected. As we have seen, this area has many challenges. There is no court, meaning accessing justice is not easy. So, if we have justice center here, then victims would get their rights easily.
Chikufikia haki zao.
At the national level, United Nations Environment Program contributed to enhancing preparedness for identifying, preventing, responding to climate-related security risks. National assessments of climate-related security risks produced through the Project for Nepal and Sudan provide guidance on how to understand, prevent or respond to security risks linked to climate or environmental change. As the UN scales up global action to build resilience to climate security challenges, the results and lessons learned from these initiatives provide guidance, practical tools, and concrete examples to support future planning and increased programming in different regions of the world. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.